And welcome to 2024, where I have no idea who I am because I've lost all of my hair, all of my beard. Wow. This podcast is going to be probably a little bit ranty, which is aligned with my brand, I guess. Who doesn't love a good rant? I do want to cover the topic, and the title is probably something like this: is starting new or reaching your goals, or basically, yeah, how do we sort of transition our lifestyles to match our new goals? Because we know that if we want new results, we need new actions. And everything you've been doing has got you where you are today. And that, oh, for fuck's sake, Prince is barking already. Standard, the kids act up when you want to get work done. And if you keep doing what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got, if you've heard that before. And there is another saying which I heard from, oh shit, I forgot her name. How do we know what we know but still do what we do? So it's like, okay, I know I need to have new actions, and I know I need to make new decisions, and I know I need to see things probably a bit differently in order to achieve my goals. So you're like, okay, well, now I need to wake up earlier and go to the gym. Now, you might wake up a few, I'm just going to open this window. You might wake up early on a few days. And you go to the gym and you're like, fuck yeah, I'm making progress towards my new goal. This feels amazing. I'm off to an incredible 2024. Here I come. All of my goals come at me. Now, the other side that some people don't talk about, or that they don't realize, is that once you set a new level of goal to achieve, you're also setting yourself up for a new level of failure. I'll say that again. You're setting yourself up for a new level of failure. So it's like, wow, when I go after my goals, everything is sunshine and rainbows, and I'm going to wake up and go to the gym, and it's going to feel great. It's going to be so much better than not waking up, right? So how do we overcome that? So for me personally, the first week of the year, well, really, probably the last week of December and the first week of January, I'm fucking killing it, right? Like, I'm waking up early, I'm doing like more work on myself than ever before. I'm super clear and super focused. I shave the hair off, I shave the beard off, I feel brand new. I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. Now, after the first week, or the first bloody 4 or 5 days of the new year, something just hit me. And I was like, oh, okay, I need a rest day. And that one rest day turned into two rest days, turned into three rest days, turned into four rest days. And suddenly my bed became so comfortable. Suddenly, these TV shows I was watching became so interesting and entertaining. Suddenly, the ice cream in the fridge, in the freezer, became so appetizing. And here I am, you know, one thing leads to the next. I sleep in, I don't do my work, I'm making up all these excuses and justifying. And I kind of felt a bit numb and indifferent. I'm just like, because what happened was my goals were being driven by a fear. A fear of losing my girlfriend, a fear of losing, missing out on my goals. But I started working towards my goals. My, oh, well, that's easy. If I do this, then I achieve my goal and I get this amazing, happy life and everything's fine and dandy. But my driver, the thing that was getting me to take the action, was this fear of losing, this fear of failure. Now, this is something to write down. It may not make sense to you right now, but I guarantee you, as you grow and learn, and if you want to grow and learn and you want to get better and you want to achieve your health goals, your mindset goals, whatever it is, your relationship goals, your career goals, whatever it is, whatever we fear, we are going to face. Whatever we fear, we are going to face. Now you hear the saying of face your fears. Well, we don't actually really need to consciously do that because we're already unconsciously, subconsciously facing all of our fears. If you have a fear of being broke, you're going to spend all of your money and you're going to be in a rush and you're going to, get yourself into a situation where you do feel broke. If you have a fear of missing out on work or fear of not working, something's going to happen where now you're missing out on work and you're facing your fears, right? So I'm going through this phase now where I've just shaved off my head and my beard. I'm kind of losing my identity. I'm like, who the fuck am I? Who am I? Am I this mindset? Am I this spiritual guru, philosopher? Am I this meathead bodybuilder that has no idea? Am I like an entrepreneur that like has his own business? And am I like a coach, a mindset coach where I help people with their minds? Like, am I a boyfriend? Am I a son? Am I a dog owner? Who the fuck am I? Right. So I started 2024 with a bang. And then I lost my driving force. So this is very important for like if you have a goal, right? So this comes back to what I was saying before. What we have always done has got us what we've always got. And why do we know what we know but still do what we do? Okay, so another way of saying that is how do we change? How do we actually set a goal and achieve the goal? Now, if you're trying to train a dog, right? Yes, I'm comparing you to a dog because you're both animals, right? Is a dog a mammal? Is a dog a mammal? I don't know. Well, right. So if I'm trying to train Prince, and I go, Prince, come to me. Come over here, Prince, come. Now, because number one, he's an Afghan hound, he doesn't really give a fuck. And number two, I don't have anything that he wants. I've got nothing he wants. If I pulled out a bit of chicken, things would be different. Okay. So we need motivation in order to take action because when we take action towards our goals and we grow, there is going to be more challenge. So the challenge needs to be more appetizing than the comfort we're in, right? So we need to make this challenge of waking up early and going to the gym or reading a book or having a hard conversation with your partner or being vulnerable. We need to make that challenge more exciting than the comfort that we're in right now. Okay, so me sleeping in my bed, me sleeping in my comfy bed with all the dogs on a cold morning. We need, like, okay, think about this. Would you rather sleep in a warm, comfy bed full of dogs in the morning, Or would you rather wake up in the cold where you feel tired, you got a bit of a headache, and you're just like, fucking, what's going on? Oh my God, this is annoying. Blah, blah, blah. This is pointless. Oh my God, I hate this. I'm going to be tired. I'm going to be sore, right? And then you wake up early and you go to the gym. What's more appetizing, right? So the chicken. Oh, now Prince is playing with a squeaky toy. Lovely. So we need to have a bit of chicken. So my chicken before was the fear. Oh my God, I'm gonna fail. Oh my God, I'm a horrible human being. Okay, I'm gonna stop Prince from doing that. Oh my God, I'm a horrible human being. I'm gonna fail. Right? But once I did the work and I realized, oh shit, I'm not a piece of shit. I'm not a failure. Then just stopped working. Right? So now my goal needs to be more about what's the positives I'm gonna get? So what are my goals? You know, I want to travel Australia. I want to have cool adventures with Prince. I want to take Prince to dog shows. I want to train Prince. I want to have an awesome relationship and possibly a family. Well, we already do have a family. You know, have a loving relationship and family in my personal life. I want to be able to write. I want to be able to read. I want to be able to help people, you know, overcome their challenges and help them to achieve their goals, whatever that is, in health, in mindset, you know, spiritually connect to themselves and to others, to love themselves, really. You know, so now I'm going through the process of really connecting more into the new person of who I am. Who am I? Like I said. So it's not I'm kind of breaking down goal setting and giving you a deeper perspective of all the human behavior or everything that's going on. Inside of your goals, you know, because it's like, well, it's pretty simple. I know that in order to lose some weight, I need to wake up earlier. I need to go to the gym. I need to work on my health. I need to reduce my stress. Easy. Done, right? Okay. So we need that motivation in order to change. Like I said, if you want to train a dog, you need some sort of food or some sort of reward. But the lower, this is going more in depth, the lower mind, the animalistic mind. So for an animal, you use reward and punishment. It's called operant conditioning. It's also known as Pavlov's dog. You know, you ring the bell, the dog salivates. You give it food, you ring the bell, you give the dog food, it salivates, you ring the bell, you give the dog food, it salivates, you ring the bell, and it's going to ex it's now associated that ringing of the bell with food, and it's going to salivate just without even the food. So how can you consistently ring a bell and make it a habit of you every time, every morning I wake up and I'm in the zone and I'm off to the gym, I'm meal prepping, I'm meditating, I'm journaling, whatever it is for you that's going to keep that momentum going for you in a good way. So the lower mind, like I said, for an animal is going to work off reward and punishment, the carrot and the stick. Hey Prince, I'll give you a bit of chicken if you do what I want. And if you don't do what I want, I'm gonna fucking hit you. I'm gonna smack you. Now that's I wouldn't advise that for a dog. Okay, let's not say I'm gonna hit you. Let's say I'm going to pull on your lead a bit. I'm gonna like give you a I'm gonna pull on your lead. So if you do what I want, I give you chicken. If you don't do what I want, then I'll pull on your lead. Now, that's the lower mind. If you want to take your goals to the next level, now, I'm not saying that there's always going to be an element of fear and pleasure and fantasy. You know, I don't want that, and I do want that, right? But that eventually you come to a dead end. So I do recommend, you know, you use a bit of both. What do I want? What am I trying to get away from? What do I not want? So then the next level, so if you went to Prince and you said, hey, Prince, what are your goals? What are your goals, Prince? What would you like to achieve in 2024? He doesn't have a conscious mind or conscious enough mind to reflect and plan, right? So that's the beauty of humans. We have this ability to think about the past and think about the future. It's also a curse because we get depression of the past and anxiety of the future. So in order to break through that, we need to go, okay, Mitch, what do you want to achieve in 2024? What's the bigger picture? What are we moving towards? What would you want to achieve by next week, by next month? And anytime you think forward, you're going to activate the higher mind. So the higher mind is future goal setting and future planning. Hello, Gigi. Everyone wants to play. This is the thing. When you go after your goals, your next level, you're going to be hit with all the challenges and all the distractions. And basically the universe is saying, hey, do you really want this? Do you really want this? Can you push through? So I'm just going to finish on the failure thing that I spoke about at the start. So the other side of your goals is you go, okay, I've set this new goal. I want to lose some weight. I want to build a bit of muscle, look a bit better. You wake up early, go to the gym. Oh my God, how fucking good does it feel going after a new goal and seeing results? Like literally you go after the goal and you start seeing results. You go, fuck, this is amazing. Right? So you've got a next level of pleasure, right? But another level, another devil. Now you have a new level of pain. Now this probably looks really weird. I'm playing with the dog. My arm's all like shaking around. You now have a new level of pain that goes with your new level of pleasure, right? So that's what I was experiencing. I was like, I was on a high. I was like, fuck, this is amazing. I'm the fucking best. I'm going to achieve all my goals so easily. Everything's coming to me. Everything's manifesting. Wow. Everyone's messaging me. Everyone wants my help. I'm going to be a billionaire. I'm going to travel around the world and host retreats and write books. And I'm the best. Like, I'm exaggerating it a bit. But I definitely got a bit too proud of myself, but not too proud of myself. I definitely fucking help dogs calm down. Everyone's going crazy. They don't want me to achieve my goals. They're helping me to go to that next level and fight through the distractions. You'll get a new level of distraction and a new level of opportunity. If you're focused on your goals, you're going to be able to distinguish between the two. If not, then you get sucked down and start spiraling into pain and depression and anxiety. So, yeah, it's, I think I was getting a bit too ahead of myself before, and I wasn't really connected to that higher goal, that higher. Because as you achieve and you start taking action towards your goal, you actually need to start adjusting and refining the goal that you set out for. Because what we initially set out for, what we say, hey, here's my goal, we don't actually know the full extent, the full context of, you know, what we're going to get out of the goal. That's why it's like, It's so empowering and it's helping you to learn more about yourself and who you are when you take action towards a goal that really lights you up. You find a goal that really lights you. You know, like for me, writing a book or doing a coaching session with someone, it really lights me up. And it's like, wow, if I have the ability to really do that and to help someone, I mean, that. So just on surface level, I'm like, well, if I can help someone, then I'm going to help one person. This is the surface level. I'm going to help one person with their health, with their weight. They're going to lose a bit of weight. Awesome. I've just helped one person. Cool. Oh, also, I get a bit of money as well, which is nice. And then also I get a bit of focus and productivity in my week where I feel like, okay, yeah, cool. I'm doing something. I'm productive. I'm helpful to society. That's very surface level. But when you go deeper, you're like, fuck, I haven't just helped one person. I've helped their entire family. And through helping that family, I've helped their friends. And then those friends go off to their family. It's like this massive ripple effect. And you go, holy shit, really? I make just by helping one person, they go off and impact all these other people, and they impact all these other people, and that wow. And then I go, fuck, I'm not just getting money, I'm increasing my self-worth, my self-belief, my self-love. I'm getting money to be able to provide for myself, to eat better food, to go to the gym, to ride my bike, to delegate things like lower priorities in my business so I can help more people. Wow. And then it's like I'm not just being productive, I'm like keeping myself accountable to doing more of my work, which I can help. So it's like the levels go so deep, right? So I guess the theme of this video is, you know, the deeper levels of goal setting and why we fail. Because in order to grow, you set a new goal, you take new actions. And you have a new level of pleasure, right? But you're also setting yourself up for a new level of failure and a new level of pain. So I don't mean to scare anyone, but this is how important setting a really big goal is you set a really big goal because it's gonna fucking suck at the same time. Like, if you want to lose weight, you know, it's not always going to be fun waking up early, watching your food, moving your body, stretching. There's going to be pain from the gym. You might get injured. There is like all these hidden things. So it's like, but if you know that you're about to set on a road trip and there's twists and turns and ups and downs and roadblocks and pit stops, then you know you have the expectation of, okay, cool, this is a fun road trip, but there's going to be times where I'm going fast, times where I'm going slow, times where I have to stop, I have to refuel, right? So just think about your 2024 like a big road trip with ups and downs, twists and turns, roadblocks and pit stops. And I think that's a good place to leave it because all the dogs are going fucking nuts. Oh, okay, now the dog has literally, so I'm staying at my mum, I'm house sitting for my mum. Her dog Gigi has not just picked a toy from the toy box, but she is now playing with the toy box. She's picked up the entire toy box and there's toys scattered around everywhere. So I have this new level of I'm gonna do podcasts and make YouTube videos. But now the pain is, oh my God, all of these distractions and annoyances and so just be ready. Set a really cool, awesome goal, and the goal needs to be like so inspiring and so like lights you up so much that it's going to pull you forward and allow you to overcome and rise above all of these distractions that are going to randomly pop up. Because I guarantee you set a goal, you're going to get fucking challenged. And the goal needs to be strong enough to pull you through that challenge. Thank you for watching Next Level Goal Setting for 2024. And have an awesome year. If you need any help, message me, and I'll see you next time.